Captain Abdelrazak Bashar is briefing his soldiers on their mission. They will escort civilians to Banibango, a town near Niger's border with Mali. A delicate mission. Armed groups have attacked the town many times in the last few years. At the command center, Lieutenant Colonel Sami Nomani and his team analyze the latest intelligence from the region. Samino shows me the 330-kilometer-long border area where the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara is active. The ISIL-linked armed group is seen as the biggest security threat in the region. Its leader, Abu al-Walid al-Sahrawi, was killed in a drone strike in August last year. General Muhammad Tumba and the 2,000 soldiers under his command have been in the battlefield for years, but the fight is far from over.
The biggest challenge we're facing is that there is no Malian or Burkinabe army on the other side of the border so we can talk and plan attacks. For the last 5 years, the Malian army retreated from the area and we're acting on our own.
Outgunned, the army relies heavily on intelligence from foreign troops. This has become a forward base for Niger's army fighting against ISIL and Al-Qaeda affiliates in the Sahel region. They're backed by American and European special forces. But a few kilometers north towards the border with Mali, armed groups are expanding. They continue to control a vast territory. Now they are threatening to take the fight south, towards Guinea, Ivory Coast, and Senegal. For years, Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso have been trying to stop a rise in attacks by armed groups. Here, in this camp, the displaced have been waiting for security to improve in the border area, but many, traumatized by the conflict, are afraid to return.
I was looking after my sheep when fighters on motorbikes stopped me. They saw a pen in my pocket and thought I was an informant. They blindfolded me and beat me. I lost my sheep, and ever since I've been here in this camp.
For the time being, the army remains on alert. After suffering major setbacks in the last few years, armed groups are now forging new alliances, finding new recruits, and hoping to establish a state of their own across West Africa and the Sahel. Hashim Al-Barra, Al Jazeera, the town of Walam in southwest Niger.